Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put their hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory hallelujah. It's to
God.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
Let's take it up one more time. Every praise, come on everybody. Every word of worship, with one accord.
Every praise,
every praise.
And a cotton, a place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot, a place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds threatening to drive you insane, and despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you, and the majority of the exhibits are people of color too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, caused oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arise in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread. And the enemy is loose, trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated, because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. Immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't united stand. More importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. There is this place of three hots and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hots and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hots and a cot, place where in time so often you become forgot. This place. This place. This place. This place.
Your wisdom, there is no end. Oh. for you alone. God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone, your God, and oh Him, you're everything I need. You are God. Kill the King.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment. it with my arms outstretched. I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left, while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you I need.